Well, Mr. Race finally convinced Jane that she should give up the idea of being an active partner in his new real estate business. Jane had lent him some money to go into business with Mr. Neff, and she felt she should come to the office every day and help out. She nearly helped ruin their first big deal, the sale of a farm. Our scene now is the Aces bungalow a few evenings later. We find Mr. Race hard at work at some blueprints. Marge sits by reading a book. The phone rings. Listen.
Hello? Oh, yes, Mr. Neff. How are... Yes, I was just looking over the layout of the farm, and it's quite a nice little place. Oh, you have a customer. Well, I'll certainly go to work. Yeah, tomorrow morning at 11:30. You want me to drive them out in my car? Oh, they have. Well, I'll drive with them. It doesn't make any difference. What's their name? Random? Oh, Brandom. B-R, yes. Mr. and Mrs. J.V. Brandom. Yeah, you told them to be in my office at 11:30. Okay, Mr. Neff. Don't worry. I'll give them every sales talk I know. Goodbye.
Well, a customer for that farm?
Uh-huh. See, I've got to put this over, Marge. I've got to prove to old man Neff that I'm worth this confidence that he's placed in me.
Oh, you'll do it. Don't worry.
Well, but I am worried. I want to close this deal right away. I have to. This Thompson guy who owns the farm has given us 1 week in which to sell it. He wants to get his dough so he can get married and leave town.
Have you seen the farm?
Yeah, I was out there almost all day today. A nice little place, too.
Where is it? How far?
Oh, about 30 minutes drive from here out on Belair Road.
Is it a large place?
No, it's a small farm, about 50 acres. Nicely built little home on it, truck garden and everything. Very pretty little place.
Sounds nice enough. You shouldn't have any trouble selling it.
Yes, but I've got to sell it right away. That's the trouble I expect to have. I mean, people don't make up their minds overnight to buy a thing like this, but you can't reason with Neff. And this Mr. Thompson needs the money right away. Now, I just want to put this first deal over, then I'm set. You see?
Well, maybe this couple you're going to show it to tomorrow will buy it right off.
Oh, I hope so. I've got all my sales talk ready. I've been studying this layout here. This is a blueprint of the whole farm. I want to be perfectly familiar with every inch of the place. You should see this home out there. Every modern convenience. It just looks a little deserted because nobody's lived in it for some months. If it had a little fixing up, dusting here and there...
Well, why don't you have it done?
Well, I could if I didn't have this rush job. No time
now. Oh, it only takes a couple of hours. Why don't you? Well, why don't you send Laura out there first thing in the morning and let her do it?
Hey, I could send Laura and Jane both.
Why Jane?
Well, it's a little trick I pulled once to sell another home I had. I sent my stenographer out there and let her act as if she were the woman living there and was selling the place. She put up such a good story about how she loved living there that she sort of sold the customer on it.
I don't get that. What'd she do?
Well, when I brought this customer out, this stenographer, this girl was there, and she followed us around and kept telling this customer what a marvelous place it was and how cool it was in the summer and how convenient it was to the shopping center. You know, it sounded more sincere coming from a woman living there rather than just a real estate man.
Well, that's a neat little trick of the trade.
Oh, I don't know that it's practiced generally. I just made it up myself. It might not be a bad idea to do it again now.
With Laura?
Well, I'll have Jane go out with her. They can take the car and get there early tomorrow. I'll come out about noon, and these people that Beth is sending over, I'll try anything to cinch the sale.
Well, I can see where it would sound convincing coming from someone who lives there, boosting the place up.
Why, sure.
I don't know about Jane and Laura.
Dear, how late is Betty going to have to work in your office tonight?
Betty? Oh,
yes.
I don't know. She said she wanted to get caught up with everything.
Well, I guess she'll want something to eat when she comes home, so I told Laura to keep something hot.
Well, I told you she went out to dinner about 5, and she...
Oh, well, she'll be ravishing by the time she comes home. I saved a few odds and evens from dinner. I don't see why you make her work nice.
I didn't make her work. It was her idea.
She's certainly taking a keen interest in the work, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's going to be all right. She practically runs the office
now. Oh, I forgot to tell you, dear. I dreamed of a name for your new office.
A name?
Mm-hmm.
You dreamed of it?
Yes, last night. The Acme Real Estate Company.
Acme Real Estate Company. Well, that's a novel name.
Not Acme. Acme. Me.
Acne?
Yes. What do you mean, Acne?
Well, don't you get it? It's the first two letters of each name. Yours and Mr. Neff's. A-C-A. Ace is A-C, then Neff, N-E. A-C-N-E, Acne.
Oh, you dreamed of that.
Yes, nobody even thought of a name for it.
I see. So you broke out with
Acne.
I guess I
dreamed about it because it was the last thing I thought of before I fell asleep, after counting sheep, I mean.
Oh, after you counted sheep.
Yes, I always count 100 sheep every night. Last night I counted real fast because I wanted to get it over with so I could think about the new office.
I see. Jane, I thought we decided that on account of the way Neff felt about you being mixed up in the business that you weren't going to bother with it anymore.
Well, he can't stop me from dreaming. training.
Oh, no.
No, he certainly cannot.
Besides, you said I could be an undercover partner. Well, I was undercover last night when I was...
I guess that's right. But look, Jane, there is something you can do. That is, if you really want to help.
Why, sure I want to help. I told you all the time. Now, don't say I can go back to sleep.
What? No, I wasn't going to say that. This is serious. This is business.
Yes, Ed, he's really got something for you to do, something where you can be of some help.
All right.
Well, now, here's the idea. You know this farm I'm trying to sell, the one that this Thompson man came to the office about?
Yes.
Well, we've got a prospector we're going to show the place to tomorrow. Now, I was out there today and needs a little dusting and fixing up. Nothing very much, just a little bit to make it a little more cheerful looking. So I thought you could take Laura the first thing in the morning and go out there and kind of dust here and there and get it to looking more like it's been lived in, you know?
Oh, yes, we can do that. Where is it?
Now, wait now. I'll tell you all about how to get there and everything. But here's another thing. When I bring this man and his wife out to show them the place, I thought you could sort of pose as the woman who's been living there. You could sort of talk the place up, you know, tell them how much you like it and all that. You understand?
I don't think so.
You don't? Well, listen to what...
No, wait. Let me tell her. Here's what he means, Jane. He's going to try to sell the place to this couple that's coming out with him. Now, he could tell them all the advantages of the place himself, but it would sound more sincere if it came from somebody that actually lived there rather than from a real estate man. See?
Oh, you mean you want me to act like I live there?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I wonder what I'll wear.
Wear? This isn't...
Something made in gingham, aren't you the master?
Yeah, that's right, Mark. Gingham. It's a farm, isn't it, dear?
Yes, but you don't have to worry about clothes.
Oh, well, I have to look like a lady that lives on a farm. It certainly wouldn't be right to be wearing a sports suit or an evening gown.
No, it certainly would not.
Well, I've got just the thing. Don't worry, dear.
I'm not worrying about...
Remember that gingham plaid I wore last summer, Marge, with the red...
Jane, suppose we just forget about... About the whole thing.
Forget it.
Well, I mean, if you're going to start worrying about clothes when I'm trying to sell a farm...
I want to do everything just right. It certainly wouldn't look right if I was dressed in my best clothes wanting to sell a farm. I want to make it look like I need the money. It's a very good point, I call it.
Oh, well, all right. Wear your gingham. I don't care. But the point is this. I'm going to be showing these people around. You come with us, you understand? Everywhere we go. And when I give them my sales talk, you kind of back me up. You tell them how lovely the place is and all that. You know... Kind of build it up.
Oh, sure, I understand, dear.
Now, let me show you here.
What?
Here, this is a plan of the place.
Oh, a blue point.
A blue point?
Oh, I don't think she's going to make much out of looking at that. I think Jane ought to go out there early and look the place over in person.
Yes, I'll go out there early and look the place over in person.
Well, let me see. You could get up tomorrow about 6:30.
6:30?
Yes. What time does Laura get here?
Oh, about 7:00.
Well, that's fine. Here's what we'll do. I'll drive you and Laura out to the farm before I go to the office. Say we leave here about 7:30. I'll show you around and leave you and Laura there on the farm to clean it up a bit, and I'll go back to the office and pick up these people.
Yes, that's more like it.
Yeah, that's more like it. Oh, I'm excited about this. I'll get up bright and early.
Well, just get up early. That's all I could expect.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Yeah.
People on farm get up early anyhow. I might as well start doing the right thing.
Let's getting right into the part, all right?
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I want understood is that you're to boost this place up as I show these people around.
Who are they?
Oh, I don't know. Mr. and Mrs. Brandon. The point is that we've got to try to sell them the place in a hurry because we've only got a week to get rid of it.
I understand. We'll have to get up very early. Now, you know how you are in the morning. Now, don't start saying you want to sleep a little longer.
I won't. Don't worry about me. I probably won't sleep all night anyhow worrying about this.
Oh, let's stay up all night.
No, we won't stay up all night.
Well, now, 6:30 in the morning, and I don't mean daylight standing time. I mean 6:30.
All right.
We'll all be up, Jane. Don't worry.
Yes, I guess you'll have to get up early, too, Marge, to get your breakfast. You know, I'm beginning to feel like I live on the farm already. Isn't it exciting? Getting up with the chickens and everything. I love the cows and chickens, so you kid.
Oh, now, wait a minute. This is no laughing matter, Jane.
Oh, well, you're only young once in a while. Let's enjoy it. Where is the farm, dear?
Well, it's out on Belair Road. It's a swell-looking little place, too. About 50 acres.
50 acres?
Yes.
What's an acre?
Well,
we better not go into that,
Jane. Well, you'll see it when you get there. They've got some livestock on the place, too. A man there kind of looks after that.
Oh, have they got chickens?
50 hens.
50 hands, one to an acre, it just comes out of
one
even.
To a...
Oh, fine farm woman you'd
now,
make.
Now, look, Jane, none of that talk about that when those people come out there. Just talk about how nice it is living there. Don't get any technical farm talk in the conversation. If they ask any questions that you don't know the answers to, let me answer. Don't you try making up anything. I'll be right there watching very carefully.
Well, I have to say something.
Well, every now and then you just say how much you enjoy living there. I'll show you when we get there tomorrow.
Brandon, is that the name of the people?
Yes.
Well, who will I be?
What?
Say, that's right. Jane can't be Mrs. A. She'll have to be somebody else living there.
Oh. Yes, they'll catch on if I had the same name as you.
Yes, well, let me see. Oh, any name.
Well, I'll take Laura's last name, Hanley.
Yeah, that's good enough. Mrs. Hanley, we'll make up a story that your husband had to leave town and go to work somewhere, and you have to sell the farm and join him.
Oh, that's good, dear.
Yeah.
My husband had to go out of town to work someplace, and I have to go with him. I'll say we lived there 10 years.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Oh, wait. Now, I don't think I look old enough for 10 years on the farm. Oh, I know what. How will it be if I'm the daughter?
What daughter? Why are you complicating this thing?
Well, I can be the daughter of the couple that had to go out of town, and they left me there to sell the farm.
All right, you be the daughter. Only don't make a one-act play out of this thing. I'm trying to show Neff that I'm a super salesman.
Well, that comes out just right. I'll be the farmer's daughter, and you be the salesman.
Oh, I'm the farmer's daughter and the salesman, yes.
Now Jane has her big chance to be a help to Mr. Ace in putting over his first deal. We'll learn more details of this little plot when next we meet the Easy Aces.